Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, today's cattle futures reversed lower to finish the day. Lower across the board here, we had the live cattle finish anywhere from about 20 to about 60 lower on the 2020 contracts. And then out there in the spring, April was down $1.15, June down $1.02. So lower across the board on the live cattle. The feeder cattle were anywhere from $1 or so all the way to $2.22 lower out in September and October of this year. So kind of a disappointing close today. If you look back, though, going all the way back to April, that made the low on September feeders made the low on April 6th at 111.60 to the high about four trading days ago on August 12th. We had a 89-day rally. They added almost $38 to 100, or 33.8% over the last 89 trading days. So the market had a really good rally. And if you look at just a 50% retracement on the September feeder cattle contract, it gives you somewhere around 130.50 or so. So we're still quite a bit off the 50% retracement. And it also traded right around that 132 or 34 level from about May through the end of June. And on Fridays, the cattle on feed report, some estimates are out. On feed 100%, placements 106 and marketed 100.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, it's the Big Horn Classic of Superior Livestock happening August 17th through the 21st on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts each day with the video auction at 9 a.m. Central Time. 196,000 head will be offered during the week. For details of the lots that will be sold each day, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com for the Big Horn Classic.
Today's grain futures market was strong across the board. The beans and wheat were the two strongest contracts, with the November soybeans closing up 16 and a quarter at 9.15, December Chicago wheat up 16 and three quarters at 5.26 and a quarter, and Kansas City up 12 and a quarter at 4.48. And fundamentally, the corn crop has some issues, but it was only up about 6 to 7 cents. This afternoon's crop progress report is expected to show 68% good to excellent for the corn crop, and about 72% good to excellent for the beans. The beans would be down about 2% from last week, and then the corn down about 3% from last week. And then we also have the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, which will finish up Thursday. But today's report went through areas of South Dakota and Ohio. Of course, that wasn't really where they expected a lot of the damage. And the South Dakota crop was expected to yield somewhere around 184.6 bushels per acre. Last year it was 152.8, and the three-year average is 164. So in South Dakota, it looks like the crop's going to be really, really good on their corn crop. On their beans, 1,276 pods, and last year the three-year average rather is 898. So in South Dakota, an early part of this Pro Farmer Crop Tour, things are looking really good.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.